Hi, so we're going to be talking about the eclipse season that is upon us and some information around that. But first, I just want us to, you know, really get present with one another. Some of us are meditating together a little earlier. And so why don't you just, I would just like to invite, acknowledge, and honor the past, present, and future keepers of this wisdom, of these mysteries. And I would also like to invite, honor, and acknowledge the presence of all of your guides and your teachers and the healers that work with you in the invisible realms, part of your non-physical support team, as well as your higher selves and your well and bright ancestors. We say aho, we greet you. We receive your love, and we return it back to you. I'd also like to invite in the spirit of the land here and to acknowledge and love her and thank her for all of the work she does on behalf of all of our healing. And the spirits of the Casa, we give thanks. And we honor you for the great work you do on our behalf. And we give thanks and acknowledge and honor the great work that we all do here. Willing to look at what it is that's underneath the surface of things. Pulling up the hood of the car, so to speak. Tinkering with the engine so that it operates more beautifully. Being willing to release that which no longer serves us and invite in the bright light that we are, that we have always been meant to be. Aho. So, I want to just say that the type of astrology that I subscribe to is that we inform the mysteries as much as the mysteries inform us. Which means that we consciously participate with these cycles. It's not like something comes down from the heavens and hits us over the head, although sometimes it does feel that way. But we participate. We're writing the story. It isn't fully written. We know that we are at a time of the great turning. We know that we are at the end of all time and the beginning of time. We know that we are the seed people. That we are seeding in, we are birthing in a new humanity, and that that's our job. And that that's what the map, the blueprint of the skies also tell us. And they tell us that in many, many ways. And one of the ways we know this is that at winter solstice, the sun is lined up with galactic center, which can only happen every 26,000 years. And so the sun transmits great mystery, transmits life. And at Galactic Center, it's transmitting. Galactic Center is where the creator beings live. It's where they exist. So the sun is beaming in this new energy at winter solstice and at summer solstice as well in a different way. Actually, at all the solstice and equinox points. And it's a transmission of our divinity. And winter solstice is 0 degrees Capricorn, which is a time of planting seeds to create the foundation of what is coming. And so we are at this seed planting time to birth the new humanity. And we are also at the end of a time, particularly a phase of life where we've lived in great separation from our source, and we have created structures that reflect that separation, that are coming to a feverish pitch, where we're living at a time where that illness of separation is leading to the appearance of a humanity that is hell-bent on suicide. And matricide of the earth and suicide of itself, the appearance of that, not necessarily the reality of that, because we don't know what's coming. We don't know what we're creating, we know that miracles can happen and that there is a great awakening that is occurring. And the intent of this great turning is for a massive awakening, but also a reckoning with our sort of the perturbation in humanity, which is created through this separation. And in 2010 and 2011, what happened was this energy poured in as the last wave of the Mayan calendar came in. The Mayan calendar is more tracking waves of consciousness than time itself. And the last wave was a wave of unity consciousness. And the day that that wave came in was the day that we had the earthquake and tsunami in Asia. But it was also the day that the planet Uranus moved into Aries. And what's significant about that is that Uranus stays in an archetype for 7 years, 7 to 8 years, and it's moving into a new archetype in May. And we're preparing for that. And what that's all about is, the intent of Uranus moving into Taurus is about awakening us to the everything is alive. There is spirit in everything. And also awakening the divine feminine and the deep mysteries of the earth herself. I don't want to get too much into that because that's not what we're talking about. But I do want to say that everything is connected in terms of the sort of the flow of the year, and that's a really big pulse. Our year began with a full moon. That was a super full moon, and I hope some of you got to see it. It was a full moon in Cancer right on January 1st. A super full moon is a moon that is close to the horizon line, so it is very big, and it has a big effect on us electromagnetically. Then we had on around the 16th a new moon in Capricorn that was pretty potent, and it was potent because it constellated the Pluto-Uranus square, which is radical revolutionary change, bringing up the shadow, and also bringing in spirit, making space for something new to come in. So we've been kind of on this river that's been getting stronger and stronger, this current, you could say, leading us up to this eclipse happening on January 31st, which is a second new moon in 1 month. And it's also a supermoon, meaning it's very close to the Earth. And those who will see it will be on the west coast of the United States and Canada. It'll be visible starting at around 5:20 in the morning, which means we will not see it here in Brazil because it'll be daylight. And I imagine that parts of Asia will also see this. So oftentimes where an eclipse is visible is where the effects are felt the most. This eclipse is the second eclipse that's in the archetype of Leo. The first one was this summer when we had the Great American Eclipse. I have on my website, laurenjubilier.com, a 30-minute... Actually, it's 33 minutes and 33 seconds, not on purpose, audio about that eclipse. And a lot of what I said is also true now. And I don't want to take so much of your time, but I can tell you, you can listen to this at your leisure. We're also going to have another eclipse this summer that's going to be a Leo eclipse. A Leo and Aquarius eclipse window. So we've got three in a year. So just briefly, Leo is an archetype, the highest expression of Leo. Each archetype is really a mystery school connected to a teacher. And the mystery school associated with Leo is all about radical, radiant love. It is the type of self-love. It is a type of love that when you experience it, it radiates out and transmits this to all that are present so that it lifts everyone up. That's the essence of Leo. That's what people who are signed up to study in the Leo Mystery School, if you have Leo in your blueprint, that's the intent of that mystery school. And massive creativity, massive generosity. It's a very generous energy. massive challenge to show up, challenge to be visible, to show up, and to play a leading role in your own life, being connected to the heart energy. Now, that's not how Leo actually often shows up. And when we have an eclipse, what we have is this full moon eclipse. So we have this really big moon, bigger than average, which affects the electromagnetic frequencies and the vibrations on our planet. And we have the Earth in between the sun and the moon. So these solar energies, the light energies, are not reflected back from the moon to us. And in a short period of time, we have all the phases of the moon showing up. So eclipses are portals that condense time, that shift the electromagnetic frequency of the whole planet. And eclipses come often in pairs, sometimes in triplets. And this summer we're going to have a triplet. And they're bookends. So on the 31st, we have a full moon total lunar eclipse in Leo. And on the 15th, we have a solar partial eclipse in Aquarius. And so during this time, the energy builds, and it's like this churning cauldron, the cauldron of transformation. And the veils are lifted in this time. Always, not just in this eclipse cauldron, but all the eclipse cauldrons, people's stuff comes up. It's like we're cooking, we're really cooking. And we're being asked to release that which stands in the way of our accessing the Leo mysteries and to look at the shadow of Leo. So let's look at what the shadow of Leo is. I would say in spiritual communities, one of the most heartbreaking shadows of Leo is that we tend to project our light onto a teacher or onto someone that we think is more highly evolved than us. Thus, it gets in the way of our owning our own light. No matter how much that teacher may try to sit in the circle and be part of the circle, we do it anyway. And sometimes teachers own Leo shadow, encourages that, sometimes not. So part of the challenge of this eclipse is to pull back those projections that we have placed onto others and bring it into ourselves, knowing that we all were birthed into this life from our oversoul, from our higher self. The Hawaiians call us our Amakua. We all have a part of ourself that is in our heart, that has breathed itself into our heart and is wishing to, at this time of the great turning, we need our divine natures to fully embody. We don't have any more time anymore to dick around with, I'm not good enough, it's not, we can't do that because our ego personalities have contracted a virus, the virus of separation, and we continue to create systems and structures that are based on that separation and that false belief that we are separate from the divine, that we are separate from one another, that we are separate from our creative processes, we are separate from our creations. And we can't afford it. We can't play small because we can't afford it. And so this eclipse is a really big wake-up call. And it's also a big opportunity to awaken. And it's kind of like putting your hand on a pressure point and pressure pointing the places where the energy needs to flow in this area so that we feel it, so that we soften around it, so that we bring our love and our self-compassion to the parts of ourselves that don't feel enough, that are afraid, that feel like there's something wrong with owning all our light and really letting it shine. Remember, the more you transmit your light, the more you are putting into the cauldron of creation that light and that joy, which allows other people to more easily align. My son just did his dissertation for graduating from Naropa on social movements. And what he found is that if only 3.5% of the population shifts their consciousness, everything changes. And that's not that many people. So we look around and we tend to notice from our current events all of the shadow Leo expressions, the shadow of leadership, the shadow of I want all the shiny pieces of gold for myself and I don't want anyone else to have them, or I am the king, or I alone can fix it. We're seeing these shadow expressions in our world in a big way. And so we tend to get lost thinking that's the whole reality. But really, many, many, many people are working on clearing their shadow, have been for decades and decades and decades, and we're in this really juicy period of time where we can step into this current of light and really have things shift in a radical way. And we're in this 70-year period, actually, between the 1960s and about 2032, where this cauldron of awakening is just really, because that's when the sun is aligned with galactic center at winter solstice, beaming in these light codes from the center of our galaxy, from the heart of our universe, from the, it's like a gift from the divine, from the creator beings to wake us up. And so it's not like it happens instantaneously, although like popcorn for people, it's happening, you know, more and more people are coming into this awareness. So this eclipse is helping us. Aquarius, it's bookended by Aquarius, and Aquarius and Leo sit on opposite sides of the wheel, and they are in polarity to one another, but they are also in support of one another. There's a dynamic, there's an energetic dynamic. And Aquarius is like, everything is unfolding exactly as it should. We are all equal. We are all part of a circle of life. Everyone shows up with exactly what is needed to cook up the best possible stew. All that is real is love, peace, higher truth, higher consciousness. Aquarius is a revolutionary avant-garde agent of change, quickening, waking us up. And Aquarius helps Leo by reminding Leo, we're all divine beings. We are all light beings. It isn't just what we're shifting during this time is the paradigm that some people are born into royalty and are born into the light codes of royalty. And what Aquarius is saying is, blah, 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 blah. Those light codes are available to all now. All hierarchy must cease, including all spiritual hierarchy. And so that's what this eclipse is accelerating. So we will be together during this time, and in fact, on Wednesday will be the eclipse, which we won't see, but we will feel. So during this time, you're going to probably feel the vibrations start to increase. You're going to probably feel it. We are feeling. We are at the Casa in Brazil, and this is a giant cauldron all the time. I mean, actually, what I'm describing is what happens here every day, but now there's even more energy available for this process. So it's an amazing time to be here, but it's actually an amazing time to be anywhere. If you participate with this in a conscious way, wherever you are, the veils become very thin, and you can actually, in a condensed, short period of time, do a lot of work to clear what stands in the way between you and your embodied experience of the divine. And to also see and feel and know your own shadow pieces that need to be released. And so that's what this cauldron is about. What's very interesting is that Valentine's Day is right in this cauldron. And what's also very interesting is that Venus is going to come up from the underworld as this cauldron completes. Venus has been in the underworld, which means she's so close to the sun that we can't see her. She's not a morning star, and she's not an evening star. And Venus has these predictable 580-day cycles. And when Venus is in the underworld, she is with the source of life, and she is receiving a new transmission for the divine feminine. And she is being emboldened and empowered. So when this feminine energy, the planet Venus, rises from the underworld in February, this new rush of energy from the feminine to take root and seed over the next 8 or 9 months, as we see once a month in the evening sky, the crescent moon with the planet Venus, we get a transmission through the lunar energies of the feminine, embodying through the next 7 or 8 months this energy of, the energy that we're working with now is the energy of the warrior. You know, very much what the day that Oprah Winfrey stood up there and said, "This ends now," was the day that Pluto was conjunct, married to Venus in the underworld. This empowerment, this, we are done with this. We will continue to speak this, and we are going to change the structures that have allowed this. And so that happens right sort of in the cauldron, the day after, a few days after, still in the cauldron, because eclipse windows last a few days before and a few days after. So any questions about this? How to work with it? So the best way to work with astrology is to consciously participate, to know this is happening and how can I work with this as medicine? This is medicine. This is energetic medicine. Always, all astrological alignments are designed to support our healing, our awakening, and they do so through different frequencies. Sometimes it's a healing frequency. Sometimes it's a frequency of looking at the shadow. Sometimes it's a frequency of expanding our faith, our optimism, our hope. And they all have a different current. And this is about both the shadow, clearing it, and also awakening to our divine light through clearing the shadow in a very condensed way. So one thing I want to tell you is that when people go to the Casa on Wednesday, it's probably going to be really, really potent. And like this energy is literally shaking things that are really dense inside of us. And that's already always happening here, but it's happening on a much greater degree. So it's important to just be aware of that and be more grounded and be very, very intentional, because your prayers and your intentions are getting worked with. The amplification's getting turned up even more. And also, we're living in community, and so some people might feel grumpy. They might be working really deep, and I might not say, you know, or a shadow piece might come up that maybe you don't want to come up and you don't want people to see, because it's not the pretty part of you. It's the icky part of you. And so I would invite you to open to even more compassion for yourselves, for one another, and keep softening around it. And keep doing your work and bringing in the light and bringing in the forgiveness, working with your higher self to take up resonance even more and more deeply. So,
what was the 15-day period? When was that 15-day period?
We start officially. The eclipse starts January 31st, and it go. And the next eclipse, which is a solar eclipse in Aquarius, is February 15th. But we're already feeling. You feel it a few weeks. Like if you're doing energy work, massage work, right now someone's standing in the room channeling energy to us, and on the 15th, they start pushing on the pressure points. any questions?
Thank you so much for tying everything together.
Really interesting.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! I think I'd like to end this with, let's bring in our higher self and let's radiate. And so,
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Would you just repeat those main characteristics of Leo and the four main of Leo and four of the shadow of Leo?
Okay. The essence of Leo is knowing that we're God and that everyone else is too, and that we are all divine beings. Radical radiance, self-love, self-confidence. That is radical because it is not based on one's accomplishments or achievements. It is radiant because, like the sun that shows up, it touches everything and everyone with a warm light that does not detract from anyone. It takes away nothing from anyone and helps everyone grow. Leo is all about creativity, making it up as you go along, being a creator. Generous spirit. Shadow of Leo is, I'm God and you're not, haha. I am from the royal line, I am special, you are not special, needing to be the center of attention because you have not yet learned that who you really are. And so the constant need for external approval, which can look obnoxious, but it can also look like someone who can't say no, because they always want, particularly healers, I want to be loved, so I will say yes to all these people, or I will say yes to all these things that aren't really good for me to do because I need the external validation because I haven't yet internalized it. That would be a shadow. And another shadow, you know, our illustrious leader, the Chito, has Leo rising, conjunct Pluto. He was actually born during a full moon lunar eclipse. I don't want people who were also born during full moon lunar eclipse to feel like that they're like born into ick. If you work the energy, it's awesome. Just like anything, if you work it, helps you grow. If you choose to be unconscious, then you choose to express the shadow expression. He also has Leo rising, and he is an amazing shadow expression, conjunct Pluto. And I also want you to know that just because someone has Pluto in their chart doesn't mean they're expressing the shadow. It means that they have a lot of mojo, a lot of power, and that their intention is to keep their soul's intent for them was to be on a journey of transformation that never ends. Keep transforming, keep empowering, keep digging. And he's not doing that. So he's expressing the shadow of leadership. So he's a good expression. I alone can fix it. I'm going to take all the toys and all the gold and stick it in my thing because I have to have more. And I always need positive reinforcements because I don't love myself. And extreme narcissism is the extreme shadow of Leo. Aquarius. And we're also in an Aquarius cauldron. The health, the Aquarius is the bringer of the radical new vision for what we can be. The visionary, the avant-garde revolutionary. Visionary, bringing in the vibration of higher truth, higher love, being connected to the angelic realm, to the spirit realm, to the nature spirit realm, being connected to the fairy realm. Other planets and other galaxies and, you know, really connecting to energy on a very, you know, Aquarius is very electrical and the shadow of Aquarius is I've got my chakras, all good, like, don't mess with me. You messed with me. You know, you blew it. Now I have to come down. Also, not being willing to own the shadow. Everything's unfolding as it should. We're good. Not being willing to feel the feelings. Being able to write the books on child abuse and the perfect relationship, but not being willing to be in a relationship, or not being willing to go down into your own inner basement and pick up that wounded child and hold it in love and go, whoa, whoa, I love you, I hear you, I feel you. It's like, no, I'm just going to write about how you feel. Not willing to embody is the shadow of that. And so this eclipse is about clearing some of that to bring in the higher potential of these mysteries, which we need very badly right now, especially moving into May, when we have this planet that shifts into a new current every 7 years, shifting, which will create a big wave, maybe literally, maybe not, but it will be felt. And I don't, you know, and Uranus, this planet that is about awakening. And it wakes us up, through bringing the spirit into matter to wake us up to new possibilities. And it's coming into an earth sign. So there's this, I believe the potential for this is for us to really wake up to what's happening with the earth and for us to wake up to the beauty and the aliveness of all things. That's the intent of this. Again, the intent of something and what happens because of how we operate with it is different. And how does the earth choose to wake us up? I don't believe in predictions, but I think that we're going to notice she's going to get louder. But she's also about, Taurus is also about love, embodied love, and tantra, and feeling the sexual current moving, and bringing spirit into the body to savor and enjoy the experience of being alive and having a body. And so we are being challenged to wake up to that and delight in, and that's a delightful thing. And the shadow of Taurus is materialism, stuckness, and not wanting to move. You know, Taurus is like earth of earth. It's a not moving energy. Uranus comes in, it wants to move it and move it and wake it up and bring more aliveness and more spirit in. I do think we'll see a lot of interesting innovations around our financial systems with Uranus moving into Taurus, and possibly some disruption. You know, Uranus disrupts things to wake us up, to bring in more innovation. And so does Aquarius. So this eclipse is getting us ready for the next 7 years of this
change.
Shift.
So we're at 30 minutes.
Okay.
So.
Ooh.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Ooh. Did I stop it?
No.
So I want to just finish with a meditation that will take about 3 minutes. So let's just kind of let go of all the words and just kind of let the feelings. Feel yourself back in your body, letting the energy descend into your body, and letting a beautiful rose appear in your heart. And let the vines of the rose move down into your sacrum and down both legs, these green vines, and right into the center of the earth. And let us see a beautiful golden sun above our heads, our higher self, who breathed their light into our heart when we breathe our first breath. So let us breathe that light all the way into our hearts on the in-breath. And on the exhalation, let us exhale that light all the way through our bodies, out the tips of our toes, and out our hands. And again, breathing that light on the inhale into your heart, feeling this warm, liquid, sparkly golden light coming into the top of your head, down your neck and shoulders, and into your heart. And on the exhale, let this warm, golden, liquid light move through your whole body. And one more time, breathing into the crown, and exhaling out. And this time, allow this light to flow around you for about 3 feet all around you. And then from this place, allow your light to just radiate. Be that sun, be that solar flame. And just feel the beauty and let it radiate into this room. And as we all radiate into this room, let yourself just also receive how delicious this feels for a few moments. Just breathing into your belly, just being present. Gently and slowly come back. When you're ready, wiggle your toes and feet and hands. Bring your awareness back into this room and just note, what did it feel like to both radiate and receive the radiance? Thank you. Aho.
Do it.
Here, say that again.
I have stones that I got back.